What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh, I didn't mean to hurt Mark's feelings. Mark, how did I hurt your feelings?
I got a text from Easton saying, are you coming on Wind Down? And I said, no, I can't. I was with Mr. Seacrest.
Oh, Ryan said, Seacrest always beats me.
That's the guy.
That's the guy.
I'm afraid so. Yep. Well, you know, we can negotiate that.
No, it's fine. But,
everything's negotiable.
No. Yeah, there's no way there. Okay.
But Easton said, Jana's actually happy you're not on because Ian's on. And she says she's not ready for you the first time.
Mm-mm.
Maybe next time I can have a few moments with him.
That's fair.
It's like you're my dad.
Yeah, well,
let's give it some time.
I feel protective of you. So yes, I have some questions for him. I need to know his intentions and I need to know that he is a good person.
That's funny. That is literally like my dad. Cause the other day I was on I do my like FaceTime calls when I'm on the treadmill. And so I'll call my dad then and my mom and whoever else I haven't talked to in a while. And my dad's like, I would like to have some time to sit down with your boyfriend since I don't know him. And I was just like, well, I mean, then whenever you want to come to Nashville, like, let me know, you know? So it's like, it's just.
Make you nervous?
No.
It doesn't take you back to like, you know, high school or you know, bringing home a guy for the first time?
No, I don't think my dad cared.
Okay.
Yeah. Like there was one time that he was like, he told Brian Barnes, that was my first date. That there's TNT in the car. Drive like there's TNT in the car.
Like explosives?
Explosives. And I remember being like, okay, Dad. So.
Well, it doesn't sound very protective.
No.
But he's not going to interrogate a boyfriend. He's not going to make it uncomfortable for you and that sort of thing.
No, he just will ask like, you know, questions. But I don't think, I know that you would be, I know you would like Ian once, if you like sat down with him, but I don't know if podcasting's his thing. You know, he's a little,
right.
He's a little shy.
But I found that endearing. I thought his shyness was endearing and that came across on the podcast that he was just out of his element. And I thought that was sweet.
Yeah. This is just like not his thing and that's okay.
But he would do it for you.
Once he knew that Andrew and Sean were coming on, cause they're obviously all friends, like he was pumped about it, but I don't think like, and I think that's cool. Like I like that we have different interests and I'm like no pressure, like you don't have to, but yeah.
So we'll see how it evolves.
I could hear his nervousness.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure what he was doing exactly. But when I was listening back to the episode and editing it, I had to do a lot of effort because he was doing like a...
He was doing something
to the microphone that I had to remove from the entire episode. He was doing something with his fingers that you couldn't hear other people. So, but that was kind of sweet.
You know? We probably should have given him this one.
Yeah,
it would have been easier because he had the handheld and it was all like, I've never held a microphone before.
I know, that's true. It's like, here, here's a microphone. Yeah. Like, learn how to hold a microphone. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of, that was mean.
Whoops.
But I mean, you know, it's okay. I like it. I like the, it's, I like that.
And things are good. Is there any update to be shared?
Any update to be shared? Well, I did have a moment yesterday, not with him, but just like, I had to bring Jolie, to Mike, and we met in like a parking lot to exchange the kids or whatever. And I think it was because I had no sleep. I slept in bed with Jolie, which was like a huge mistake. Mm. Sleeping with your child is like, I mean, she kicked me the entire night. I didn't sleep at all. Like I was exhausted. But I don't know. I just had like a moment cause I'm about to go on a vacation and a part of me was like, I want my family to go on the vacation. Like my kids are coming with me, but I'm like, I want my family to go on the vacation. And then I started like, when I left them, I just started like bawling in the car. And then I talked to a girl who I actually met on an old wind down tour. Her husband had cheated and we just like have stayed friends. And so I reached out to her and I was like, hey, I'm having a moment where it's like, I miss my family, but I'm like, I don't want to like, I know it needs to look different now, but it's just, it's, and then like, I almost sent a text message to Mike saying, this is really hard. Like, I wish I don't want this. And I didn't like, I wouldn't have wanted it this way. And I, you know, I would have loved for us all to like go to the beach together, but I'm like, that's just not like the reality. So I think it was just like, I had one of those moments where like, this is just hard.
Yeah. I get that. So it's just, it's you and the girls or is Ian come?
Well, Ian's going too and he's taking his daughter. And so it's just, it's like a first, you know, and it's like,
it's a modern family. It's just kind of a different definition of family, right?
Yeah. And then I felt bad cause I came home and he obviously saw that I was like crying and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, well, I don't. And so then I was just like, I think I'm just really tired. And then I kept kind of crying. And then he was like, will you please talk to me? And I'm like, well, I don't want to hurt your feelings because, you know, to me, it's like, but then I finally told him, I was like, I'm just like, I would love my family. And like, it's not that I want Mike there because I don't want Mike there, but it's like, you know, Jolie asked a bunch of questions. Why can't daddy come? And like, and so it's like, I'm excited about our trip, but I'm also like, I miss my family.
Can he relate to that? I mean, is he?
I mean, he's just like, I'm so sorry. And he's just like, but, you know, you have to try and separate. Like, you know, that's not like, you know, Mike's not healthy and all that stuff. And I'm like, I do get that. It's just hard.
But he was married before?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure, I feel like he would have similar, maybe not exactly the same feelings. Maybe it's been longer, but I feel like he could understand where you're coming from. The loss of the family unit's a traumatic thing.
Yeah. And some days are just like bigger than others.
Well, and I think first of all, don't beat yourself up over that. I think that that's got to be completely normal. And I feel like years from now, that may still be there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's okay. I mean, I can only imagine. Doesn't mean that you want Mike. And I think that that's hard. You know, you want the Mike maybe that you thought he could be.
Well, and that's like where I got upset. Cause I was like, damn it. Like, oh my God, I'm like, I must be like, whatever. But I'm like, damn, like some days I just get in those moods where I'm like, why couldn't you be who you said you would be? Like for our kids, at least, you know, like, cause you start to realize that like not every relationship is great. And like, you know, you got to work at everything. Right. So it's like, you know, we could have made it work if it wasn't all that other crap, you know, involved. So it's like, man, like, why couldn't you have been who you said you would be for our kids? And like, now we can't go on family vacations together. And like, now this, it's just like, it just, that sucks. And that comes up sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, that's
do all the kids get along?
Pardon?
Do all the kids get along?
Yeah, they do.
That's then. And so that they're going to almost have more fun, right? Because if they're going with other kids that are like their friends, then they're going to have even more fun than if it was just the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. I feel for you there. That's tough. I mean, I can't imagine. I know that's got to be tough. I think y'all will have a good time, but I understand that this is the first and it's going to be, you're going to have tough moments. But I do think that Ian's very understanding, and I think that y'all will get through it and you'll have a good time.
Yeah. No, I think we'll have a great time.
Yeah.
I just got to get past the,
sure,
that. It's just not easy.
Mm-mm. Are you at all concerned that Jolie is going to want you in bed with her every night?
No, that was only because we had to go to Atlanta to get her passport. And so, I just got one bed, but no, she has her own room and she will never sleep in bed with me again.
So, well, I think that's the difference. There's a lot of people that co-sleep with their children and are fine, yeah, but you've never done it. And that's a change.
Yeah, no. And we have one of our best friends, Kristen, co-sleeps with her kids.
Yeah.
I just personally have never been a co-sleeper.
Same.
And I just couldn't do it, but it was, you know, I did feel bad for her, and I almost feel like I have to, like, because the entire night I'm like, stop moving. Yeah. Like, oh my God, I couldn't sleep. But
so did you really go to the floor?
I did.
Oh, a hotel floor.
I went on the ground. I mean, I took the covers off. I gave her a different one. And then like 30 minutes later, I see a face, like right when I'm about to fall asleep, mommy. And I was like, yes, Jolie. She's like, I'll sleep on the floor. And aww. I was like, honey, no, baby. It's okay. Like, and then I felt bad, right? So I'm like, no, baby, no. Like, please go back. Like, go back to bed. She goes, mommies don't sleep on the floor. I'll sleep on the ground. And I go, all right.
So did she sleep on the floor?
She slept on the floor. Yeah.
Their bodies can handle it a little bit better than ours.
Yeah. I was like, all right. I'm like, okay. After that last one. So, but anyways, yeah. So, well, let's take a break because we have like a very large iconic guest coming on.
Yes.
Which I'm very excited about. So, let's take a break and let's get him on.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Let's get Deepak Chopra on wind down. Let's do it.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Well, thank you for coming on wind down. I really appreciate it. I'm a huge fan of your work. And I'm excited because you have a new book out right now called Abundance, which I am Amazoning? Is that a word?
Amazoning? It is now.
It is now. I'm going to Amazon it immediately because I need all that. I mean, for you, like, where is this, like, this book? I mean, because you've have so many books, like, how does this one separate from the other ones?
Yeah. So all my work has been about human consciousness and mm-hmm. how that influences how our states of consciousness influence everything about your life. That means mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, personal interactions, social interactions, and how you perceive and interact with the world. If you want to know what's happening in your life right now, just look around you. And that reflects your state of consciousness. So if you're in a state of fear, then everything you see is scary. If you're in an ego response, then everybody you see is somebody that you need to compete with, either through intimidation or through manipulation by being nice or nasty or indifferent. On the other hand, if your mind is silent, then it eavesdrops on intuition, insight, imagination, creativity, higher consciousness. And then there are many other things that we can tap into through consciousness. This book is called Abundance, and the reason, the inner path to wealth. And the reason I wrote this book is some time ago, I came across a quote from Bob Marley, and he said, some people are so poor, all they have is money. And I thought, my God, this is what I've seen. You know, I've met the richest billionaires in the world. Look what's happening now to all these oligarchs in Russia and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. They panic because that's their identity. So very extremely rich people tend to be very stressed. Extremely poor people also tend to be stressed because, you know, all they think about is money. The extremely rich confuse their self-identity with their net worth. So every moment, you know, stock market vacillates, their identity goes into turmoil. So in my tradition, I come from an Eastern wisdom tradition, there are four goals of life. And dharma, which is following your life purpose or following your bliss. Artha, which is money and material success. Kama, which is sensual delight, and every sensory experience is delightful and energizing, and it includes sexuality and spirituality. Kama, not karma. Kama as in Kama Sutra. And then the fourth goal of life is freedom from suffering, freedom from the fear of old age, infirmity, and death. Mm-hmm. And the wisdom traditions offer solutions to all of this. And so there's nothing I've invented. I mean, this might be 91st book, but it's based on the wisdom traditions say that your state of consciousness determines your reality. So abundance, let me just say a few words about it. And then we go, I'd be happy to answer any questions. You know, when I came to this country, I had $0, zero. I landed in New York with no money. I was going to report to my hospital. I didn't have money to get to the hospital as an intern from JFK. Finally, they flew me there through a helicopter. It was a crazy time, Vietnam War, etc. But, you know, I got into this American habit of spending money that I hadn't earned to buy things that I didn't need, to impress people that I didn't like. And then wondered what the stress was all about. And then it turned out that my studies convinced me that abundance was more than money, although money is a very important component of it, but it's also safety and security. It's also love and belongingness. It's also the progressive realization of worthy goals. It's also compassion and empathy and helping others. And it's also higher states of consciousness and transcendence. So the book Abundance deals at all these levels, including what we call the yoga of money. Now, people, when they hear that yoga of money, well, the word yoga actually means yuj, which means union with the source of all experience, which is our soul, our spirit, and it's real. And when you connect with that, then anything is possible. In the beginning of the book, I do something called a soul profile, so people can answer questions. And if you make your choices based on your soul profile, not choices based on what other people tell you, then you're likely to be very abundant. It's called generosity of spirit.
How do you get there, though? Because it's like, that all sounds like amazing. You know, like I want to like stay in that consciousness of all of those things. Like that's what I would love. But it's like, how do you navigate to like, to stay in that place when there's so many outside fears and, you know, things that you have to like carry?
It's a very good question, because in the entire Western world, and I've been here for a long time, in the entire Western world, it's considered that if you work hard, if you have discipline, if you have exacting plans and you have driving ambition, you will be successful. There's no doubt about that, but that's the zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. You will be successful, but at a high cost. By the time you get to middle age, you might have heart disease, addiction, have problems with drugs, marital problems, on and on. So the question is, what do you really want? And I think, you know, I used to ask that from my patients, what do you want? Oh, I want to get rid of my heart disease or this or that. And I said, why do you want to do that? And, you know, I kept asking the question. And ultimately, I realized everybody wants happiness and joy. Mm-hmm. So if joy is not the measure of success, you wasted your life totally. You can be at your deathbed with $1 billion or more, but you have no joy. Mm-hmm. And so I made that my goal, that I would come from joy and then I would create joy. And then see what happens. And in the book, what I do is I take rituals that have been there forever. You know, there are rituals involving the seven chakras. I don't know if you've heard the seven chakras. You've heard the word chakra? Okay, so seven chakras, each chakra has a particular mode of experience. So the first chakra has to do with survival and safety. The second has to do with sensuality and relationship. The third has to do with money and success. The fourth has to do with creative expression, on and on. Mm-hmm. So what I do in the book is there are technologies that are known since ancient times. And these are called Tantra, Mantra, and Yantra. Now in the West, when people think Tantra, or Tantra as they call it, they immediately think of sexuality.
Yeah, I did sexual, like I did tantra with my ex-husband back in the day.
Okay, but that's not Tantra. Is one aspect of Tantra. Yeah. The word Tantra means ritual. Mm-hmm. That's all it means. Okay. And ritual is a very interesting, even those tantric sex practices were rituals. Mm-hmm. Okay. And rituals are a way of channeling energy in a way, combining it with an intention and allowing your spirit to orchestrate the details and manifest what you want. Now, you know, in the last 10 years, people have been talking about the law of attraction, secret, this, that, the other. But all of that is based on mental stuff. Mental doesn't work, because as long as we feel separate and disconnected, we'll have anxiety, we'll have anger, we'll have resentments, we'll have grievances, we'll have all kinds of issues. So Tantra really is a ritual to trap energy, cosmic energy, channel it, and for a particular outcome. And these practices have been there for a long time in yoga. And so in the book, what I do is go through the practices. So Tantra is the ritual. Mantra is an instrument of the mind that takes you beyond the mind. And then Yantra is a visualization. And when you combine the three and you focus on a particular center of awareness, which we call chakra. You could even think of the chakras as an extension of Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Then you will find what the scriptures promise. That's been my experience.
Wow. And I feel like it's one of those things too, where like every day, if like you say like, okay, like today, like I'm choosing joy, or I'm going to like, you're setting your mind for like that intention, right? So it's like setting an intention. And I feel like, because I've had that same thing where it's like anxiety. Like I'm always like, oh my gosh, well, what if this happens? Or like, I can't enjoy certain activities because I'm like, I'm going to have an anxiety attack, or I'm not going to do that. And it's like, now it's just like trying to like not focus it. Cause I'm like, well, then I'm already putting a shadow or over the activity before I even did it. Cause I'm so worried about what might happen.
Yeah. So intention coming from the mind or the ego or from fear is counterproductive. Mm-hmm. Intention coming from the source of the mind, which we call, you know, the many words, we call it awareness or pure consciousness or spirit or soul, doesn't matter. It's the fundamental state of our being when you were a child, before you even learned language. Look at any baby, full of curiosity, full of wonder, smiling, joyful. You look into the eyes of the baby, it immediately smiles. That's the unconditioned mind. That's very close to the source, because children are coming from source. Mm-hmm. But then they get educated and they get bamboozled into these ideas of success. We call the conditioned mind or the hypnosis of social conditioning. And the entire world is embroiled in that. You know, look at the war happening now, Russia and Ukraine, people fighting over oil, the stock market's collapsing. It's a battle of egos. So once you go beyond that, so the techniques that we use in meditation and Tantra, Yantra, Mantra, I give you a metaphor. Let's say you drop a pebble in a still pond, even a small pebble, mm-hmm. you'll see a ripple. Mm-hmm. But if you drop the Empire State Building in a turbulent ocean, you won't notice anything. Okay, so the key is to quieten the mind to the point where there is almost no thought activity or very minimal thought activity. Then drop the intention there, detach from the outcome, and stay in that state of restful awareness or quiet. Mm. And then, like the ripple, depending on the shape of the pebble, the ripple is different. Depending on the intention, the organization of that is like a ripple. Now, it says, I understand, even as we talk, you know, I do understand that this is very alien, Jana, to the Western culture. But over 40 years, people who have followed these teachings, and I have to say they're not original. I basically, you know, let the spirit come to me, and I also follow wisdom traditions, particularly from India. They're Kashmir Shaivism and things like Vedanta and the Zen techniques. So what I say in any of my books, I have to tell you, is not something I invented. But they are rituals.
Well, they sound really good coming from you, though. I'll say that.
Well, because I have an Indian accent, maybe.
No. Is there something that you haven't, I mean, again, like this being your 91st book, is there something that like you still haven't written about that you want to discover or talk about?
Yeah, there are three things I want to do before I finish. I mean, I've talked about everything, including life after death, mm-hmm. and many things. I'm writing a book now called Living in the Light. Mm. How you live with the lightness of being.
I need that.
And that is based, again, yoga for self-realization. And then I'm writing another book called Future of You. Because right now the future is very interesting. In the one hand, people are awakening and seeking spirituality. On the other hand, we have climate change, we have financial crises, we have war, we have destruction, eco-destruction. The world is a total mess. All you have to look at is the news. How do we combine modern technology? Because, you know, I'm at a brain mapping conference right now as I speak to you. That's where I'm, the convention center, downtown LA. And you can map any experience in the brain. So we can see what's happening in the brain when you have an experience. And then people are creating new technologies like brain biofeedback, like artificial intelligence. We have a AI chatbot on our foundation platform called neveralone.love to prevent suicide, particularly amongst teens. In teens, that's the second most common cause of death is suicide. Mm. Every 40 seconds, somebody is committing suicide in the world. It's a pandemic. Last year, more people died from suicide in Japan than from COVID-19. We ignore it. And this is our kids. These are our children. I think our humanity is incomplete if we don't address that. Mm-hmm. So we created this chatbot named after a recording artist who died from suicide. And her sister is an actress. We work with her. And this little chatbot, which is an AI, has intervened in 5,000 suicide attempts or de-escalated. 11 million people are talking to her. Her name is Peewee, named after the recording artist. Peewee is talking to 11 million people right now as we speak.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. Well, thank you for doing that. I mean, that's amazing. And I know you were at a conference, so I don't want to, I could keep you for hours because I just want to like get into your brain. Cause I just like, I love everything that you do. So just thank you for all the resources. And even though you say that it's not, anything new, like how you explain it, it makes sense to my brain at least. So thank you.
You're very kind, Jenna. I'm sorry I was late.
No, honey, you're fine. You're fine. Go do your thing. And I look forward to abundance, but also the next few as well. So thank you so much for coming on Wind Down and hopefully talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, honey.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I would love to have asked him, but I know he's like such a busy man. So I'm just so honored that we were able to get him on, but like what he struggles with. Cause right. You gotta think that like he has to have something like, cause it's like, I'd love to stay in that state of just like. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's so much about clearing your mind.
Yeah.
And that sounds so difficult. I know. Like how? Do you clear your mind? That's what I want to say, but I'm not going to like, but I'm like, but how? Like, how do you clear your mind?
We need to read Abundance.
Apparently, because I don't know how.
Or 90 of his other books.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But I think it's like, it goes back to that, like what he kept saying, like that meditative state, you know, where mm-hmm. it's like, and that's where like, I know Amy always encourages us to meditate.
Yeah. Have you ever meditated? Really?
So I've done a few.
Yeah.
And it does work.
You like can actually clear your mind?
Yeah.
For how long?
Well, like Headspace, I have Headspace. There's like a 3-minute one on there. And like sometimes I have things come in, but there's like longer ones too. But it's, I've only done it a handful of times. But when I have done it, it is really helpful. Like, and if you can get into a routine of it, like that's where it's just like.
It's so fascinating
blissful.
To me.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I'd be at least thinking about what I'm looking at or. I do not know how to like clear my mind.
What is the thing that like makes your mind the most like clustered or chaotic?
You know, I don't know. It's just the next thing. I'm just always mm-hmm. thinking about something and I'm not like always stressed by any means. I need to try it clearly because I just feel like I'm always thinking about what's next mm-hmm. in the day, what the kids have, what work, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just. Even if it's not stress, it's just something. So clearing your mind just seems difficult, but I should try it. I should try a 3-minute, see if I can do it.
Yeah, download Headspace.
I've never tried it. Well, I take that back. I tried it years ago. Didn't get very far.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Like just randomly,
about a million things. Like I think about the carpet I'm looking at. Like how do you not think about something?
Well, that's the thing. It's like you're like, especially when you start, it's almost like EMDR. When I first started EMDR, I'm like, Amy, like I'm thinking about like what to do after this.
Right.
You know, like, yeah. you know, but it's like, you just got to like pull yourself like back to like,
yeah,
back to it.
We should do yoga. Would you do? You're not a yoga person.
No,
will you do yoga?
Amy has begged me to do yoga. I just think it's so boring.
You think Amy would do yoga with us?
She should show us some practices.
That would be so fun.
Because we're coming to wind down. We're doing some wind down dates, which is going to be fun. And we're going to have Amy, our therapist, on stage with us. So that's going to be fun.
So excited.
Mark, do you do yoga?
I don't, but I feel like I should because I'm getting older and I'm losing flexibility. I think yoga would really help me with that. But also the advantages, like you're saying, of focusing the mind and clearing your head, that would be great too. I see all kinds of advantages. Why can't I just pull the trigger and do it?
And it's not that, well, I say that. It's not that hard. You know, it's not that hard of a workout necessarily.
Right.
But I also go into it thinking that every time. And I'm like, this is harder than I thought. Maybe because I'm getting old.
Right. Because you're not running. You're not lifting heavy weights. You're not, but you're just kind of in a position. But then, the next thing you know, you're sweating like crazy.
Yeah. Like in my mind, I thought I could hold that pose, but no, I can't.
In my mind, this looks, down dog looks so easy.
So easy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I mean, I would do it. I'd do anything with you.
Not
Are you
all.
Crying?
That's sweet. No.
Oh.
I think I was laughing.
Okay. I was like, oh my God, what? What took a turn?
No, that would be fun. That was sweet. And I do believe that if I asked you to go to yoga tomorrow, you'd be there. Well, not tomorrow, but you know.
I would support you.
That was so sweet.
That was very sweet.
I would support.
That was touching.
Oh.
Oh.
That's friendship.
Maybe I am
that's
crying.
Really nice. Oh. Yeah. No, I want to support my friends on, you know, their physical and mental journeys. And I'll
She's
always.
Good at that.
You know, support and show up. Just like I went to a CrossFit gym on a vacation and I was like, to support.
Oh, how was that?
Like, it's fine.
Did you really just walk on the treadmill?
Yeah, because I hated it. I hated that like assault runner thing. Like my calves hurt. I'm like, I'm just not a CrossFit girl. It's fine. He's got his thing. I got mine.
Yeah, you don't need to be CrossFit girl. You'll
but
be
I went to support.
Just keep saying that out there. Went to support.
Oh, Mark. You're in studio.
I am. Yeah, it's great.
It's so weird. I haven't been there in years.
Yeah, we miss you here. Yeah, I remember you used to strut in here with a snack and a juice. Yes. Put your feet up on the counter and just
like you own the place.
Podcast away.
A Slurpee. Yeah,
I
would come in.
I miss those days. I feel like it was just a different time, but those were good times. I enjoyed having everybody coming in. It was nice. And it's nice. It's good to be back. It makes you feel like you're, you know, you got a life and a job and a purpose and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming back, right? Y'all going to be able to go back in studio and...
I think that iHeart's going to be doing the back to work like order soon.
Good.
Like, it's time, everybody. It's I've been coming time. Back intermittently for months now, but it's nice. It's good. It's good to get up and go to work.
Yeah for time. Sure. I agree with that. All right. Well, I have to go pack because I'm about to leave for quite a while because we're going to go Cancun and then we go to L.A., because I've got dance rehearsals with Mario Lopez, AC Slater.
Come by the studio.
AC
Do a
Slater.
Podcast from here. We're waiting for you.
Aww.
Love to see you.
She's like, no.
No,
I'm used to Zooming now.
I think we got one in the can for that. But I mean, I would still come by to say hi to you. It looks
that
like someone's
great.
Coming.
We'd love to see you.
Yeah. All right, guys. So see you next week.
Have fun.
Bye. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.